Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Out of all the martyrs in the tragedy of Karbala, Al-Qasim was the youngest to die. And he's the one who probably inspires me the most because we have a common age, relatively close age. And by that, I would look at him and compare myself to him, even though I can't really compare myself to him. Because of what he did on those 10 days of Ashura, he left his mom. He sacrificed his life, but he sacrificed it, and by doing that, he left his mom, but he did it to protect his uncle Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and by doing that, he fought for truth and justice, and he fought for Muhammad's message sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and by doing that, he was one to protect the message and not let tyranny rule. What he resembles to me is that to always stay on the right path, never to go in a crooked way. Always keep Allah in my mind, pray 5 times a day, and read dua and give to the orphanage. Al-Qasim was only 13 when he did it, and he was asked by his uncle, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Al-Qasim, how do you feel? How do you feel for dying by me today? He looked at his uncle and said, Uncle, dying by you is sweeter than honey. That to me it means the world. No one in the society today would say that about death. Everybody would be scared of death. But he was happy to die as a martyr, and he was happy to die as a martyr on the battlefield of Ashura, and to get his place in heaven and by all his uncles and alayhim as-salam. That reminds me to always stand up for what's right, to always be brave and bold.